Okay, we're up to Simon Lamed. We're up to Simon Lamed. We're up to Halacha Gimel. Okay, I want to finish the Halachas of Lashon Hara today. Let's try to finish this today. Halacha Gimel. Arheichan Lashon Hara. What is an example? What is an example of lashon hara which seemingly would not be a violation? Shalach al chaver ona emsa esh. This is the classic thing they teach children. Where can I find get a light? Where can I get a light? V'amalo, and the person responds, nimsa esh bebeis kol. Oh, you want a light? Go to so and so's house. Sheyesh leharbe basar v'dagim u'mevashlim sham tamin. You can get a light there because they're big eaters. They're fressers. They like to eat a lot. And that is not a compliment. So this is called Lashon Hara. So you'll say, what did I do wrong? My friend asked me, where can I get a light? I told him where they can get a light. But you did not have to give commentary. There is no need for the commentary. Big problem. A collector comes to your door and he asks you where to go. Who's Jewish on the block? Who's Jewish on the block? It's a very tough question. I don't know the answer. I had a friend. He once went collecting, not for himself. He had a friend who went collecting for someone who was getting married, and he went to a local rav here in the neighborhood. I'm not going to tell you who the rav is. Local rav, and the rav took him in. He was very nice to him, and he told him the whole story. So the rav took out the shoe list. And he told him, here, I'm giving you all these addresses, go to A, B, C, D. One thing I want to warn you, if they find out that you got the address from me, I'll kill you. It's over. And he made him promise he's not going to, but the Rav himself gave this person a list of names who he should go to collect money. So now this is a very chashuv. This is a very popular rabbi. Obviously, this rabbi felt that these particular balabatim, he knows his customers. He knows that they are people that are very wealthy and are not going to slam the door when this person comes to collect money. So I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. Very tough question. You don't really know. I guess the best thing to do is to be as vague as possible. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Some people, you have to know your customers. Some people on your block, you know, they're very nice. Very hospitable, and they'll give a person a few dollars. Other people, they'll slam the door. So you don't send someone in harm's way. Okay, let's go further. So here we have a law. So the basic point of it is that it's lashon hara. If a person needs a favor, he needs to know where to go. You can tell him where to go, but if you provide too much commentary, that is an avera of lashon hara. Yatsa schoroi behefsedo. The reward you will receive for giving, helping the person, putting him in the right direction is lost at the punishment you will receive for speaking lashon hara about the person where he will derive benefit from. So it's a double-edged sword. So therefore, it's a very big problem. Let's go. Halacha dal. Now we come to a new category of things which are not mamish lashon hara, but it's in the category of avak, the dust of lashon hara. Ketzad Omar. If someone says shisku mi ploni, I don't want to talk about so and so. Don't mention his name. That's what it means in English. Shisku mi ploni. Don't mention his name. Just saying those words. You have not. I have not said anything. Well, what did you do? I didn't say that he's a ganav. He did this. I'll turn this thing off. I didn't say anything bad about the person.
Negative.
No, maybe can you turn the machine off because it'll make funny noises.
Once it is lashon hara in the back, it makes
some
noises.
There's
lashon hara against the machine.
There is such a thing, talking about lashon hara. There should be a button on the side. Okay, that's not the noise? Oh yeah, that was the noise. Okay. Let's say a person, shisku mi ploni, I don't want to talk about so-and-so. I have not said a bad word. The only thing I've done is I've given over the impression that this is not a good guy. No details, nothing to act on. That is not considered in halacha lashon hara mamish because there's nothing solid. But it's avak. It's the dust of lashon hara because you have changed the person. Now you've given them a bad impression. When someone hears his name, who we've spoken to, will think about him in a negative light. Shisku miploni eini reitze lohidia. I don't want to let you know ma era, what happened, umehoya, what was. Uchayotzei badvar mo'elu, that is called avach lashon hara. V'chein hamisaber b'tayves chaver, another gigzim avach lashon hara, to praise someone. You're not allowed, people do not know this halacha, you're not allowed to give a person too much praise. If you give them too much praise, that causes jealousy, human nature. And what happens when a person gets jealous? Yeah, it's true, he's good, but he's not good at this. You hear this very often when it comes to Rabbanim. This Rav, he's the greatest. My Rav is the greatest. He gives drushes, and you start praising, and then right away, yeah, but he's not good at this. He's not good at this, and he doesn't know how to do this. Anytime you give excessive praise, it will automatically, you can be guaranteed, it will lead to someone speaking up and saying Lashon Hara. So what? No, you can talk. You can give praise, but don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. So he's very good. He's very nice. You have to be very careful. Adrabah. No, you can talk. You definitely you should say good things, but to go overboard will immediately lead to now what the person you'll challenge the person will say, what did I do wrong? I gave him a compliment. That's right. You did nothing wrong. You have not violated Lashon Hara, but you have violated Avak Lashon Hara. Because due to your excessive comment, you have caused other people to respond with negative comments. V'chein ha-mesaper b'toivos chavero, the good deeds of your friend, b'fnei sonov, I could give you the second example, which will come to you in a moment. If you go and you say something good about a person in front of a person that you know hates him, not everyone gets along, and you say nice things about a person in front of his enemy, harei ze avak loshen hara, sheze gorim lohem, by you saying something nice in the presence of the person that hates him, you're going to cause sheyisrapu b'gnuso. What? That's you making peace. If you're in the process of making peace and kolak avod, but if your intent is not to make peace and you're just making comments to provoke, some people they get very excited. They know that the Reuven and Shimon do not get along, and they want to have some fun. And the way you can have some fun is Levi is going to go to Reuven and say Reuven is goes of the Shimon and says, you know what Reuven did? It's unbelievable what he did. And right away you see he gets all tzakach, and before you turn around he's saying lashon hara, and you're an observer and you're having a lot of fun. That is avak lashon hara. What have I done wrong? I didn't say a bad word. I was a goyrim. If you are a cause, you trigger someone else to react in a negative way, that is called avak lashon hara. V'alzeh ina mashlomim mevarich v'eyu b'kol gadol baboker hashkem. A person blesses his friend early in the morning in a loud voice in the kol gadol baboker hashkem. When early in the morning, kelala techashev lo, that's considered as if you've cursed him. Because by blessing your friend in the presence of his enemy, your enemy will respond with a curse. Shemitech tevas bol derasa, by saying of a good word about your friend, it's going to cause him harm. V'chein ha-mesaper loshen hara derech sechoik v'derech kalus rosh. A person speaks loshen hara in a light way. In other words, you don't say it seriously. You make a joke. He doesn't make a joke. That's what it means. You say, oh, so-and-so. You joke around. You make a joke about a person and you say something negative, but it's not really serious. And the people that are listening also know that you're not really serious. But the bottom line is, being that you've said something negative, you have made an impression upon other people, and they no longer think of that person the same way. Like a person who just makes a joke and you don't say evil things out of hatred, you just say it in a light fashion way, that's forbidden. Shlomo also says the same thing. That means a person gets worn out. A person, he spends his whole day doing things, gets worn out. How? Hayorez zikim. He throws zikim. Zikim means fire. You throw a match. By the time the match lands at its destination, it goes out. So I've not done any harm. What have I done? I tough fire and I throw fire. If I have a torch, a real torch, and I throw fire and it lands, I'll burn down the building. By the time my match reaches its destination, it already went out, so no harm has done. But people who saw me throw this match got scared. They thought, who knows, there's going to be a strafe. And chitzim v'mavis, a person throws dangerous arrows, but you're very careful, you don't aim well. You shoot arrows that can cause death, but you are careful to make sure they do not land in a place where they can cause harm. The Omar, and the pasuk goes on to say, oh, big deal, haloi misa cheik oni, I'm just joking. So the pasuk goes on to say that such a person is not a good person. Someone that does this, that fools around and wears himself off by making jokes, and and says, I'm just joking, I've not done anything wrong, the pasuk goes on to say this person is going to have a very evil, very suffer a very harsh end. A person speaks with deceit. A person that speaks Lashon Hara, and he says something bad, he doesn't even know. He makes believe that he does not know that he's speaking, that he's saying something that's harmful. I say something that's very fine, but you know in the back of your mind that what you're saying is indeed harmful. So when they give the person Musar, he says, I don't know that what I'm saying is evil or that so-and-so did this. I just said, oh, there's a person here in the community that has done A, B, C, and D. And everyone knows who you're referring to. And you make believe. How do you know who I'm referring to? I'm just speaking Lufi Tuma. I'm speaking in my innocence. I'm not giving any names. But since everyone knows exactly who you are referring to, this is Lashon Hara. So the basic yesod is, if a person says something, we're technically speaking, he has not said anything harmful, because we don't know who he's talking about. Or he made it as a joke. Or he said something nice, and by doing so provoke someone else to curse the person, to say something evil. All of these are examples where technically speaking you have done nothing wrong, but because the result is someone else has suffered on your behalf, that is called avak lashon hara, and it is clearly forbidden. Halacha hey, echad hamesaper lashon hara b'fnei chaveru ishlo b'fonav. Classic case, and you say something evil, and through your words, someone else suffers a loss, or someone suffers pain or embarrassment. That either whether he lost in money or in or harm, which causes him pain, or he's even though there's no loss of money or there's no physical harm, but he has pain or he's viewed in a negative light in the eyes of other people, hare ze lashon hara, that is full-fledged lashon hara. And the Chafetz Chaim has a long list of averos, of ases and los ases that he has violated. Now here comes to a very big chiddush, which is subject to much discussion. The im kvar nemru hadvar b'fnei shlosha. Let's say Ruvain violates the law. He does an aveira. He speaks lashon hara, and he says in front of three people, I have to tell you, Ruvain is speaking in front of Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And he says, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, listen to me. I got to tell you that this person, Zvulon, is a Russia. He's a ganef. He stole my money. He did a terrible thing. Don't lend him money. Don't do it in business. Stay far away. He's a ganef. Now, Levi, Shimon, and Yehuda, they've heard this. Are they allowed to go and repeat this information to the whole world? Are they allowed to go on their computer and tie on their blog and say, guess what I know? Guess what? Ruvain is a ganef. Because this is already public information. This has been said over in front of three people. So according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns pshat in the Gemara, it's mutter. Tremendous chiddush. That if one person says lashon hara about another person in the presence of three people, it now becomes public knowledge. There is no prohibition for one of those three people to further publicize that so-and-so is an evil person. That's what, how the Rambam interprets the Gemara. Now, don't get carried away yet. V'yim kvar nemar nemru hadavar b'fnei shlosha. Mistoma kvar nispar seim hadavar. Mistoma, we can assume that it's public knowledge. V'yim, therefore, being that it's public knowledge, there is no violation for me to repeat this to my wife, to my friends, to my children, and to my neighbors. Or to go online and type it up, or to put it in the newspaper telling the world what I know. Because if I know this, and this was already told to me in front of three people, it's all likely the whole world knows it. V'yim siber hadavar, echad min hashloisha pamacharis, ein bo mishum lashon hara. Now, the Mekitzah makes one condition. The only, according to the kids, so there's just one condition. When you're going and putting this in the newspaper, is because you want people to be aware. There's a danger. This person is a danger to society, and you have good intent. But if the person is not a danger to society, he's no longer alive, he already died, or he's no longer in business, he doesn't have a license anymore to practice this business, or he's retired, and he's not a danger to society, it's just gossip, it's just good to tell people what this person did, that is forbidden. So the Kitzur says the only solution is to instill within you Yirah Shemayim, and Yirah Shemayim only comes through Liman HaTorah, Tam Chachamu, Yasek B'Torah, Vim Amaretzu, Yashbel Daitoi, work on humility. Work on humility, that will prevent you from coming to speak Lashon Hara. Now this halacha that the Kitzur quotes, if something was said in front of three people, there is no prohibition to further relate this to others, there's no violation, is the chiddush of the Rambam. It comes from the Rambam. It's the way the Rambam learns pshat in the Gemara. The Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Chofetz Chaim elaborates upon this in great detail. And basically he comes out lemaskana that we don't paskin like this Rambam. It's us. What?
Meaning him.
The Chofetz Chaim says it's a das yachid. All of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, the Rambam and the Gemara, and even according to the Rambam, there are five conditions that must be met in order for a person to further reveal this information. Let me give you the five conditions of the Chofetz Chaim. Number one is, as the Kitta mentions, that you're only saying this for a purpose. Be'akrai, be'alma, you're not just doing this for gossip. You have a reason. There's an important reason that you need to publicize this information. It's not just gossip. Number two, this is an important rule. The only one that's allowed to publicize it or does not violate any law by publicizing is one of the people who heard it directly. So in our example, Reuven addresses the crowd. Reuven is speaking. Reuven says to three people, I want to let everyone know that so-and-so is a ganef. Those
saying he stole money from me. Does he have to say?
Yeah, that's like Reuven is speaking. Let's give him a name. Let's give him Zvul. Reuven is speaking and says, addressing a crowd, person A, B, and C. I want A, B, and C. You're listening to me in this crowd. I want you to be aware. Zvulon is a ganef.
I know firsthand.
Reuven says, I have done business. He's not reliable. He takes your money, doesn't pay you back. Don't do business. A, B, and C, listen to me. You're in the business world, you may come in contact with him. I'm telling you my personal experience.
In other words, it's true.
It's true. I'm telling you, trust me. Trust me, I'm telling you it's true. Zvulun is a ganef. Don't get involved with him in business. That's shocking news. This person is a very chashuv person in the community. Every day he gets mafter yona. So now, A, B, and C, okay, they want to go home, are they allowed to tell other people? According to the Rambam, yes. A, B, and C, who have heard what Reuven said about Zulu, are allowed to go home and tell, let's say, X, Y, and Z. They're going to go home, they're going to go to the business world, they're going to go and tell, you know, I got bad news. This person that we all think is a very reliable, very honest person of integrity, I just heard from Reuven. Reuven was involved in the personal matter, and he's a ganef. And therefore, we're not going to do business. So A, B, and C, go and tell X, Y, and Z. Mr. X, 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 Y, and Z. Is Mr. X, Y, and Z allowed to go tell Mr. LMN? Are they allowed to go tell other people? According to the Rambam, no. The only one, the further away it gets from the source, that's where the prohibition, the permit ends. So Reuven,
they go back to Reuven and ask him,
can X, Y, and Z
say,
they have to make an investigation. I guess they do. X, Y, and Z, now I've had this information secondhand.
So they can say, go back to this person.
X, Y, and Z themselves will go make their own investigation. But X, Y, and Z are not allowed to inform other people, Mr. L, M, N, based upon what they have heard from Mr. A, B, and C.
They say, go ask Mr. L.
Yes, that's right. That's what they should do. That's right. Well, they
ask him. He knows them well.
I understand. X, Y, and Z is not allowed to say one word. That's the halacha. That's
the halacha. So they can say, you're asking me, go ask the guy. He has
that's an implication.
I don't know. That's already some degree of avak lashon hara. I don't know the answer. It's a tough, tough call. Every situation is different. Maybe if it's your money, I don't know how far it goes. But these are the basic rules of the Chafetz Chaim. We have a Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Kol milsa de misarma biyapei telasa ein bo mishum lishma bisha." So, famous Gemara. What does that mean? What does the words of the Gemara mean? The Rambam takes the Gemara very literally. The Rambam takes the words of the Gemara to mean that if Reuven says in front of A, B, and C, that so-and-so Zvulun is a Ganov, there's no Lashon Hara. So what does it mean there's no Lashon Hara? Along comes the Chofetz Chaim and explains what the Rambam means to say, the way the Rambam interprets the Gemara is, that Mr. A, B, and C, and Mr. A, B, and C, who have heard firsthand from Reuven about Zvulun, are permitted for a purpose, of course. That's going to be the next condition. We're getting to one condition at a time. It's permitted to go and reveal this information to the world. They're allowed to go and publicize this information to the world and say, guess what? We found out from Reuven that so-and-so is a Ganef. But that's where it ends. Mr. X, Y, and Z are not allowed to go and further relay the information to other people. That's so the world knows. The world knows. Good for the world. You do not, and when it comes to Lashon Hara, you are not responsible for the world. You're not responsible. Just take care of yourself and your family and whatever you need to take care of. You're not responsible to protect the world, to be the great savior. You're not. That's what the problem of Lashon Hara is. Putting in a newspaper, according to the Chofetz Chaim, it is categorically forbidden what goes on in the newspapers. That's what it says. What? I don't go. According to the Chofetz Chaim, you're not allowed to relay. There are so many conditions. Oh, but it's misarmed. The whole world knows about it. Okay. Is there a purpose? The newspapers feel that it's our purpose to save society from the danger of this so and so. Maybe, yeah. Maybe there is. There's also a police department, and there's also a Beis Din, and there are also other ways of going about doing things to put in the newspaper. Is that the last resort? So I know of a story of a certain editor of a certain newspaper, and he they were about to publish something in one of the Jewish newspapers, and he was about to publish something very, very damaging. This way the story goes, if it's true, it's not, I do not know. And he promised. They put a lot of effort, a lot of resources were devoted to exposing a certain scandal, and he conducted the organization and says, if you will go and you will fire this person, I have here all the evidence, I have all the information, if you will fire him, then I will completely, will just forget about the whole thing, it will be between us, and we won't publish the story, and we'll save you the bizyonos, save his family, and save the whole. We have to take action. There is a scandal, something must be done, this person must be released. This way it was told to me by a very reliable source. And the people, they were maybe not. The organization was going back and forth. They didn't want to do anything. I guess they didn't think the person was for real. The organization didn't take his threat seriously. Next week, he put the expose in the paper, and that was the end of the world. For the next forever and ever, the damage that was done to everyone, no one came out good. Was Leolon Voed. But he promised, he told the organization, we spent a year on this investigation. I don't know if it was a year, it was a very long period of time. I paid a lot of money to people to work on this. We'll throw the whole thing out if you will take corrective action. No, we're not going to take corrective action. Then it's our duty, this is what their claim was, our duty to expose this person because we have to protect society. So, are they right? They certainly think they're right, and there are many Rabbanim that are on their side. When you're the victim, when you're on the other side, when you're the one that suffers, when you're part of the family, part of the grandchildren who are suffering from this, and all of the part of the organization, and this and that, you don't look good, so obviously you sing a different song.
These are true.
There are a whole bunch of scams.
Those are true?
Partially. Partially. To the extent what they made of it? I don't know. I think when everything was said and done, they
were alleged victim.
I think when everything was said and done, the punishment was too harsh. And I don't know, that's my personal opinion. I mean, he was a problem, obviously, and something had to be done, but ad kedei kach, I don't know. I'm not to judge. I don't know all the details, so I'm not. I don't have a.
People get caught in scams today, and without publicizing these scams.
Okay, that's right. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying there's a very controversial halacha of kol milsa dimisam rabbi apitlasa. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch shockingly quotes the halacha, like the Rambam, and he only gives one condition. The only condition is that you're doing this. Okay, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch lived before the Chafetz Chaim. We'll live over, when it looks like the overlap with Chafetz Chaim, correct?
A little before.
Sure. The Chafetz Chaim would never publish this. Would never write this. If he was writing
Kitzur Shulchan Aruch 1886, something like
1886. The overlap with the Chafetz Chaim. Same time as Chafetz Chaim.
What?
He died in 1933.
Yeah, but he didn't write a sfarim
until the
Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. He quotes the halacha like the Rambam, and he only gives one condition. So he also quotes a second condition. It says vim siper hadover echod min hashlosha. Okay, that's also very clear. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a second. The only one that's allowed to further pass this information is A, B, and C. A, B, and C are the ones that heard this information firsthand from Reuven. Reuven says,
Reuven can't pass the information.
Reuven, whoever he wants. Reuven is doing it l'shem to Elas. The question, that's the lumness of Lashon Hara. The person who is the victim, I have a goal to protect the world. So let Reuven go to the newspaper, let Reuven publish it. But Reuven didn't go to the newspaper. That's why Lashon Hara is so complicated. Where do you draw the line? Reuven did not go to the newspaper. Reuven should have gone to the newspaper. Maybe he should. Reuven feels he's allowed to. Reuven is allowed to. Reuven feels that this person is a danger to society. But you have to understand, just because the person's a gan, it doesn't mean you have to put him in the newspaper. That's another point. That's another thing which he discusses.
Yeah.
Reuven is a gan. Okay, so who could he potentially steal from? He's the limited number of people. The whole world doesn't have to know he's a ganav. The punishment doesn't fit the crime. You have to have a little seichel. You have to have seichel in how much you want to punish him. Reuven didn't go to the newspaper. Reuven went to A, B, and C. Because A, B, and C are his close friends, and A, B, and C feels, who knows, they might come in contact with him. Now the question is, can A, B, and C further publicize this information? The answer is yes, according to the Rambam. Rambam's understanding of the Gemara. And the Kitzur Paschal is like the Rambam. Yes. You can further publicize. So A, B, and C, they tell this information to who? Mr. X, Y, and Z. Now, Mr. X, Y, and Z, they want to go tell this to, they happen to be the brother of the publisher of the local newspaper. So can Mr. X go and tell the publisher to publish this information? Absolutely not, according to all opinions. According to all opinions, Mr. X has no right. Mr. X is furthest, too far removed from the original source to be permitted. And even though you're dealing with Tzaddikim, you're dealing with Moshe Aaron. We're not dealing over here with Tom, Dick, and Harry. We're dealing here with Tzaddikim, Chashra people. The bottom line is, once you are further removed from the original source information, you're not allowed to pass the... Oh, but we have to protect the world. Guess what? It's not your problem. It's not your problem to fix the world. Let Reuven go protect the world. And if the world and someone else will be harmed, so then the world will be fixed on its own. Not every problem in this world is your business to correct. No matter how great the danger is. That's what it says. I'm not making this up. Yeah.
Reuven goes to the newspaper.
Yeah.
And you read it in the newspaper.
Okay. Oh, that's already different. That's already...
XYZ, what level are you?
According to the Chafetz Chaim, you're XYZ. Believe it or not. So if you read in the newspaper, in the daily news, it's exactly what it says. According to, if you read in the daily news that a Jew, according to the Chafetz Chaim, that a Jew did something, the daily news couldn't care less. This is their greatest simcha. Daily news, the New York Post, they have an expose on some scandal in the Jewish community. So they may have, maybe the editor of the daily news has a right to publicize this to protect the world. But you are receiving this information from him secondhand. Are you now allowed to go and tell this over to your friends? No. You're not.
You convince them to read the paper.
You would never do.
What?
Can you show them the article?
They'll find out. They'll find it on their own.
Very good. If someone publishes a co-cur in the paper and says, I heard Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that you're not allowed to vote for this body, whoever reads it has to make his decision.
That's not Lashon Hara. That's not Lashon Hara. Who to vote for?
He also said if you vote for the other party, you have chorus. So you're not allowed to repeat it. You can look for yourself, make a decision who you vote for, but you can't say.
I don't believe it's a chayv chorus. That's what it actually says. That's what it actually says. You chayv chorus. I don't know. Voting.
That's what they have.
If someone endorsed the candidate, so that's not Lashon Hara. That just means that you feel that this person represents you. All right. I don't know. It's getting out of hand. That's getting out of hand. There's something wrong. There's something really wrong.
I'm not allowed to repeat it. They have to go look at the paper.
But that's what it says. It says that this Lashon, that's really what it says. This is a very dangerous halacha. The Kitzur quotes it. The Chavetz Chaim basically says it's not true. We do not. He gives so many conditions, and then he goes further. Let me tell other conditions. You have to be certain that you're doing it l'shem shemayim because you want to protect someone, and also you may not embellish the story. You're not allowed to go. That's impossible. When the story goes from one person to the next, you ever play telephone? I remember we used to play, and I was in first grade in MTJ. So the Rebbe would play telephone with us. Okay, we all sat in a semicircle. The Rebbe. And he whispered this crazy, convoluted word into the ear of one of the first graders. We can barely pronounce. And he was so curious to hear what's the final word. And this one, he went around the class and he couldn't wait to hear what the final word was until one time the final word was not a nice word.
First grade.
Use your imagination.
From first grade.
It was not nice.
They just said what the Rebbe said.
And I remember the Rebbe's expression. His eyes popped out. This goes back when I was in first grade. How long ago this was? His eyes popped out. And we never played telephone since then. Right, blank.
Oh, yeah.
Right, blank, yeah.
Beautiful.
So that's the Musar Haskel. That's another condition. You may not embellish the story. It has to be l'shem shemayim. And another, now listen to this condition. Listen to this condition. This totally shuts down the repeating this information from a newspaper. The Dafka Be'os from the Chavetz Chaim. In that city. The Dafka Be'oso Ha'ir Shenema Shema Dava Mutu L'Sapa V'lo Be'ir Acheres Shaloi nispar same hadavar adai. Now, in time of Chavetz Chaim, there was no internet and there was no modern means of communication, but the idea is the same. Not everyone reads you'd be surprised. Not everyone reads daily news. Not everyone, there are people that are sheltered, there are small groups of people. They work very hard. They have no time for this. They come home very late, they work very hard. And even though a story appears in the daily news, you'd be shocked. There are people out there, it's not going to reach them. They're not going to find out about every single scandal. So just because the story appears in all of the secular media and appears in some of the Jewish media, it's not muchrach that every single person will ever find out about it. And according to the Chavetz Chaim, you're not allowed to say it over. Oh, but it's public knowledge. Okay, it's public knowledge. Is it a threat to you? No, it's not a threat to you. Someone laundered $1 million for drugs. Is it nogea you? It's certainly not nogea you. You're not in the league of doing business. Is it public? Yeah. So why do you have to know about it? What's the purpose of telling over someone's hangout, someone's dirty laundry, even though it's public? It's us according to the Chavetz Chaim. So it basically says clearly, cannot go into all details, that this halacha is not nogea halacha l'maitzim, it's not azeh, and basically we don't follow. Just because something is public knowledge does not give you the right to inform someone else about what has happened, unless it is a danger or there is a real reason for you to know about this information. That's the bottom line. Okay, let's finish up. Amar Vav, Halacha Vav, Amar Birmiya Abaraba, Arba Kidos Hei Ein Mekablos Pnei Hashchina. Number one is Kat Leit Sonim, V'chein Chaneithim, V'kat Shakronim, V'chein Mitzapri Lashon Hara. Now we know what a Mitzapri Lashon Hara is, that is clear. And we know what a Shakron is, a liar. Now what is a Mechoneif and what is a Leitz? A late, we discussed this probably a few times, a late is a person whose nature is to bring down something which is important. To be mevatel a dover choshev. If you have something which is choshev, learning Torah is choshev. And a person, learning Torah, it's just
scoff,
for...
Scoff.
What?
Scoffing.
Right. So what's the precise halachic definition of a late? A late is a person who takes something which is truly choshev. It's something that's important, and he makes nothing out of it. It's a waste of time. Davening with a minion. There's a dover choshev ad ma'ot. Learning Torah every day. This is for batlanim, people that don't have parnasa, have nothing to do with themselves, they learn Torah. That's a late. You're taking something which is choshev, and you make nothing out of it. That's the essence. A mechanef is just the opposite. You take something which is shtus, which is hevel, playing cards, playing games, wasting your time doing nothing. This is the most important thing. You have to be an expert in poker. You have to know every trick in the book. Taking a dover that's shtus and elevating it to putting on a pedestal, that is what is called a mechonif. These four categories, ein lohem chelek lo'elam haba, leitzanim, chanefim, shakranim, and mesaper loshon hara. Katleit Sunday, the Sivit says in the Pasuk, Moshach Yodai Es Leitzitzim. Hashem has withdrawn his hand from the Leitz. Hashem took away his hand. I don't want to have anything to do with you, the Leitz. Perish Rashi, Moshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodai Bios Es Leitzitzim. Number next, Kat Chanefim, the Siv, Ki Loi Lufan of Chanef Yavo. A Chanef will not come before the presence of Hashem. Kat Shakranim, the Siv, Doiver Shukarim, person that speaks falsehood, Lo Yikon will not be established, Lenegdi, Leneged Enoi before my eyes. So says Hashem. Kad mesaper loshon hara, the Chassidim says, "What ki lo kel chafetz resha ata? You are not a God that wants evil. Lo yigur chara, someone who speaks ra will not live, will not be in your presence." Perish Rashi, lo yigur chara, lo yogur im chara. The gabe mesaper. How do we know the word ra refers to a mesaper loshon hara? Because we make a gzereshava ra ra. The gabe mesaper loshon hara, Chassidim says, the Chassid behu parashasa. It's discussing that part, that the context of those psukim are discussing a person who speaks loshon hara. The ki ein b'fihu nichona. The pasuk that goes on to say there is no sincerity in his words. His words are lies. His words are evil. Tzadik ato Hashem lo yogur bim gur choro. You are righteous. It will not dwell in your dwelling place, in your abode, evil. The Amar B'Sinus HaKadosh called it Tzenusa Asira, Leit Tzenusa Asir, Bar Mili Tzenusa de Avodas Elilim de Sharia. The only thing that you're allowed to mark is Avodah Zara. Tchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi Batzaraim, we find this by Elisha, or Eliyahu, Al Eliyahu. Batzaraim, Vayatel Bohem Eliyahu, when the people were worshipping the Baal, they were making for themselves an offering for the Baal, and the fire did not come down to accept the carbon. So after Eliyahu exposed them that they're a bunch of their frauds, he was making late sonnets. So it is forbidden in this world to make late sonnets of anything. It's also to go and say a bad word about anyone's occupation, about anyone's character, about anyone's activities. Kol late senus asir. The only thing you're allowed to make late sonnets is idol worship. Now, what is idol worship? That is a very big question. And is it mutter? So indeed, let's just maybe read this over here on the bottom. Let's just do one thing over here. Gimel. Look at the bottom of here. Gimel. We'll just do this. We'll stop. In the Shams and Malach, he talks about this is a very controversial topic. Are you allowed this man hazet to make even litzanets of Avodah Zarah? So here he quotes Gimel, Isa, the litzanusa of Avodah Zarah Shara, Umashma, Dirak Mutter, Velo Sheheba Mitzvah. Here is the dilemma. When it says that in our times you are allowed to make litzanets of Avodah Zarah, does this mean it's permitted? But it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah. You don't have to go out of your way to make jokes about idol worship. Or no, or maybe yes. Maybe when there is a mitzvah to make jokes about people who worship idols. So he presents this, what? Shehei mishtach v'lehel orik, so people spit. Right, so is there a mitzvah to spit?
So I've heard people say.
Call it seinusa asir mibar, it's a mitzvah. So they're taking the opinion that there's a mitzvah to make litzanis. So avol b'sefer ha'atumim, so he brings over here that it's only mutz, so he disagrees. In the sefer, he's quoting from the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that doesn't say that it's a mitzvah. He just quotes that it's permitted. However, in the Sefer Tumim, Isa Sham, Berav shenismane b'shvil kesa, a rav. What happens if a rav is appointed through corruption? The reason why he was selected as the rabbi of the community is because the position went to the highest bidder. Someone pushed him in. Shenismane b'shvil kesef mitzvah liva zoysai. It's permitted. Why? Dechsev leitzenusa asura bar mileitzenusa the avodah zarav who kimo elohei kesef. A rav who was appointed to a position of authority for money because he paid for the position, so he is Elohei Kesef, a god of money. That's what he is. And being that he's an Elohei Kesef, he's an Avodah Zarah, because that's what his position was attained through corruption. He quotes the Tumim, you're allowed to be Mevazah publicly, it's a mitzvah to publicly be Mevazah such a rabbi. Ve'ayim sefer divrei Torah mimaran hagoyin hakodesh mimunkash shedibur sham mizeh ve'hevish sham hev shagam besidur harizal. The Siddur Harizal also says that it's a mitzvah kosav shesham bezeh haloshen k'shem shehalatinus avera gedola, just like leitzonus is an avera, kach mitzvah gedola lehisloitzeitz mevodazor umimanhige rishamim, from the leaders, the wicked leaders. Now, obviously, he's quoting here for the Munkach, but I don't think in society today it goes off well. Yotzah Schoda Behav Seido, if you go around and making litzanis of people of, making litzanis of Buddhist leaders and people, churches, it's not going to go off well. So, I don't think halacha l'maisa, we practice this halacha. First of all, who says to have the, you have to know exactly what is called the Avodah Zarah Mamish, and it cannot be a Tinik Shanishba, it's not a Midigav Simi Yodehem, and we live in a very dangerous society. No matter how safe we think we are, we have to be very careful, and this topic is, you hear in the news every so often, this Achazal, Kol Leitzidusa Asida Mibar Leitzidusa Avodah Zarah. People get a little bit too carried away in when they think they're allowed to make litzanis of other people. Okay, we'll take a break.